Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 4th of August, 2014. The title is More on Government Influence. The ink was barely dry on last week's column, the one that was titled The Folly of Subsidies in a For-Profit World, when I received a missive from Debbie Jones at Deutsche Bank headlined The MLPification of Containerboard? The digest version of Debbie's article was that some of the tax law geniuses have determined that if containerboard manufacturers whose furniture is largely virgin fiber choose to do so, they may wish to spin off their virgin fiber assets into master limited partnerships, or MLPs. This idea apparently comes from an ancient 1989 IRS private letter ruling pertaining to certain interpretations of IRS Code Title 26, Section 7704D1E. You probably didn't even know what a private letter ruling is, do you? Now, if you are like most readers of my column here in NIP Impressions, you just come to work every day, try to do your job to the best of your ability, and let matters such as the example above fly over your head. Most of the time, including this case, this is a safe thing to do. What I want to make you aware of this week, however, is merely the realization that some matters are flying about all the time. Government influence greatly affects your job and the survival of your position every day. There are people out there that you know nothing about, and perhaps even your company knows nothing about, that influence your pace of place of employment constantly.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papa Ritala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Ritala Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of today's column.
Tax law, like this week's example, is just one such area. Another example from the tax arena, of which I'm aware, happened a number of years ago in a coastal U.S. mill. I am sure no employees in the mill even knew this scenario played out. It went like this. Machinery depreciation is often quicker in foreign countries, especially in Europe. So in this particular mill, the paper machine was sold to a European paper producer. They depreciated on their books in Europe. They leased it to the original owner. The machine never moved. In fact, like I said, I doubt anyone in the mill had any suspicions about who owned the machine. Just more accounting gyrations influenced by governments. Things can get more serious. There is a major paper company in North America which has considerable holdings in Russia. We have been trying to get an interview with some of their top people to talk about the effect of the U.S. sanctions on Russia on their business. Of course, they are ignoring us and hoping that by stonewalling we will go away. In fact, they probably wished the whole problem would just go away. I suspect they had assigned a low risk to the scenario that has developed for them in Russia. After all, they started this investment activity back in the 1990s when matters with Russia seemed quite rosy. But here we are. I haven't bothered to mention environmental laws, but nearly everyone in our industry knows the effects these have had on our business. The point I want to drive home again, however, is this. You may be involved in your mill's business. You may think you understand all the business aspects from raw materials to markets. Yet unbeknownst to you, there are always outside forces trying to find a way to influence your business, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. You cannot begin to figure out who all these influencers are. All you can do is take care of your own career, be flexible, and be ready to move on if outside forces change conditions on you. It is a perilous world we live in daily. How do you cope with these matters? You can take our quiz online this week from the website. For safety this week, accidents are always external to your body, but often caused by your thinking or not thinking. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 11th of August, 2014. The title is Harry's. That's Harry with apostrophe S. Harry's means business for the packaging industry. If you are not familiar with Harry's, just go to Harry's, HARRYS.com. Yes, I'll give them a free plug. I used to use Gillette razors. They're Mach 3, the one with the battery which induced a vibration in the head. However, I got tired of paying an arm and a leg for the replacement blades. I also ran out of blades all the time, probably because I was reluctant to go to the store to buy them. When razor blades are locked up at the store like cell phones are, they cost too much. This is what you would often find at Target when looking for Gillette blades. So, Harry's got me. I think it was an ad on the internet somewhere. Not only do they have a great product, they have something just right for those of us who loathe shopping. They ship me, automatically, more blades and shaving cream on a 2-month cycle. Yes, they send a warning email so that if I want to cancel, I may, but I don't. It is too convenient to receive shaving supplies this way. And clever Harry's, now I don't even have to get excited by the price. Additionally, as a lover of the paper industry, Harry's sets my heart aflutter. It's that shipment of theirs that does it. First, it is in a beautiful corrugated container about 6 by 8 by 14 inches. Inside this container, one finds two more nice boxes. One contains tubes of shaving cream. The other contains yet even nicer boxes with the blades in them. Be still, my heart. There must be a half pound of high-quality cellulose in this fiber coterie. Now, go back a paragraph and note that I said, quotes, "I don't even get excited about the price," end quote. What causes this reaction? First and foremost, the convenience is a factor. However, I'll submit the nice packaging contributes to this lack of pecuniary emotion as well. Even when you are an old guy like me, it is nice to get a package in the mail that exudes a bit of quality. At the end of the day, packaging and convenience trump price. There is a business in this for us, dear paper makers.
And now let's pause for a moment for this commercial message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move. Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now the conclusion of this week's column.
I want to spend a little time on another topic here this week. I led with it in Paper Money on Tuesday. Since then, it has happened again. It is fork truck-related fatalities. There have been 3 fork truck-related fatalities in the forest products industry in the Southeast U.S. in the past 11 days. They were at PCA in Counce, Tennessee, Georgia Pacific in Cedar Springs, Georgia, and at a Weyerhaeuser mill in Aiden, North Carolina. None of these employees were rookies. In fact, 2 of them had decades of service. The Weyerhaeuser employee had over 7 years of service. The pulp and paper industry has plenty of safety organizations. It is absolutely appropriate and prudent that these industry organizations immediately call a conference on fork truck safety. We will be happy to freely and lavishly publicize such a joint conference if it happens soon. If it does not, we will strongly consider hosting one ourselves. There is no excuse for such a safety record. No quiz this week. Spend the time you might have spent on it on fork truck safety, please. And no other safety admonishment this week. Fork trucks, just think about fork truck safety. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papery Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 18th of August, 2014. The subject is maturity. After 64 years of stumbling and bumbling about, I think I am becoming a mature adult in my thinking, and yes, there will be many that disagree. And I don't think that this was a gradual thing. It is something that has only hit me in the last few years. The good news is that I'm having fun with it. My admonishment to you is don't wait so long. I enjoy observing other people, especially watching how they react to various situations. We are all a composite of everything we've ever experienced. Hence, if you could duplicate a situation 10 different times and expose 10 different people to it, you would have 10 different outcomes. There's a testing service that attempts to put some framework, science, and predictability around this phenomenon. It is a service called the Predictive Index. You can see more about it at piworldwide.com. I have mentioned it here before. I think it is pretty good, but it is a step short of what I am talking about. Everything you do every day is a complex mosaic of reactions to your past experiences. Take honesty, for instance. As a child, we're taught that honesty is black and white. You're either honest or dishonest. We know as adults that honesty has many shades of gray that apply to all parts of your life. I see this in paper mills all the time. Actually, I see it everywhere all the time, but we stick to the pulp and paper industry here in this column.
And now let's pause just a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
For instance, one time our pulp mill was down. Everyone had been working a shutdown and was exhausted. Right at startup, we had a catastrophic failure of a large FRP pulp line. My boss asked me to repair it overnight with a section of pipe that we had. We were talking about a 30-inch diameter line, 10 feet long, suspended from the ceiling. It was a damp, raining, cool April night. As the contractors and I worked into the night, the resin on the joints would not cure. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I ordered a Visqueen tent to be erected over the whole mess. Then I lit off about 10 fuel oil salamanders inside it. I got the resin cured before the day's production shift came in. However, just a couple of months before, somewhere in North America, I don't remember where, there had been an explosion in a similar situation. The results were an edict from on high in our company that if anyone had an open flame in a confined space where fiberglass resins were curing, they were fired. I had heard that, I just forgot it in the heat of the battle. When my boss asked how I'd gotten the job done, I told him. He looked at me and said, "I'm supposed to fire you." He didn't, and we both mumbled when the mill manager asked how I had been successful in such a bad night. The honesty in this situation did not fit that which I had been taught in kindergarten. That incident bothered me for a long time. My maturity today says we handled it okay, but remember never to let a thing like that happen again. Another time I had been working for a company for a short period of time and was sent on a business trip. I came back and turned in my expense report to my boss. He immediately rejected it. Why? I had not put down enough for meals. I made him and the rest of the staff look bad. I had to go back and redo my expense report, that is, pad the meal expenses, before he would sign off on it. Even in my, quotes, heightened state of maturity, that one still bothers me. It is why if you ever hire me and I travel for you, you will note I claim nothing for meals. Maybe if I live long enough, I can make these accounts balance out, even with different companies. Why do people do stuff like this? I just pointed out two offenses worthy of termination. In the first one, I exhibit an attitude of damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. In the second one, I succumb to peer pressure. Now, I just look back over this column and I'm frustrated that I don't feel I was able to convey the principles that are important on this subject. Maybe you can. Please take our quiz for this week online. Perhaps you will inspire me to write further on it down the road. In the meantime, please show more maturity than I did when confronted with a safety situation. Be safe, and we'll talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 100 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 25th of August, 2014. The title, New Management Tool. Before we get started today, I want to thank you for helping me out last week. That would be the week of the 18th of August, when the title of the column was Maturity. I was struggling and your quiz answers helped. Please go online and read them in the appropriate place right under my column. You probably heard about this last week, but if you didn't let me bring you up to speed. A mother in Texas, tired of being ignored by her teenagers, has developed an app, currently only available for Android devices, called, quotes, Ignore No More, end quotes. It's at ignorenomoreapp.com. Once installed on a phone, the remote administrator can shut down the phone, allowing it to only make 911 calls, that is, the emergency system in the United States, and calls to the remote administrator. No one else can be called or texted until a remote administrator releases the phone by giving the phone user a unique one-time password. I predict some companies will soon be using this on their company-issued phones, despite it being designed for use by parents and teenagers. It may be effective in this case, but it will mask underlying management problems. We'll talk about those when we come back from the break.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors in mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move. Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com.
We're back, and now let us look at it from both sides. As a manager, if you cannot get your subordinates' attention when you want it, there is probably something wrong with your management style. Yes, you may be a manager, but you fall far short as a leader. Most subordinates will make a dependable effort to listen when their leader is speaking. If this is not happening for you, ignore no more may be the, quotes, bull in the china shop, end quotes, way to get their attention, but it will not command their respect. Work on your leadership skills. As a subordinate, if your boss threatens you with ignore no more, I suggest you drop everything and work on your resume. You are in trouble. Either you don't understand your responsibilities or you have insubordination issues. Either way, you must quickly make adjustments. That's your responsibility, no one else's, or plan on being on the outside looking in very soon. Now, other than these general comments, are there places this app could be useful? The answer is yes. For instance, your EMT team could be a good place to start. Install it on their EMT phones with their designated leader as a remote administrator. Or turn around the other way and install it on the production manager's phone and control it from the operator's control room. In any case, it will need to be carefully thought out and rules developed for its use. Thoughts, comments, suggestions for use? Take our weekly quiz online. For safety this week, it regularly seems stories appear about, quotes, fail-safe, end quotes, safety systems that fail. The key to having these when you really need them is to fully test them on a proven cycle. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.